probably the right time. It's just it's a long grinding season, and you know, we wanted a late bye. You know, I'd rather have it now than week four. So, I mean, I got no complaints about that. You know, just wish we would have stayed a little healthier leading up to this, but this gives us a chance to the guys that were kind of banged up to where they probably wouldn't have played this week. Now we got a shot to get more guys ready to go for the next one. I think it's really for us, it's get healthy as much as we can. And if we can find a way to kind of clean up our red area stuff on offense, eliminate the explosive plays on defense. I know that sounds like a broken record, but that's what this season's about, is can we get those type of things fixed to give ourselves a chance that week to win? And it becomes one game season. I mean, there are certain teams where we know that have kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack, but right now the only thing that hasn't been, that's really been eliminated for us is an undefeated season. Everything else is on the table. I mean, other teams are having a lot of the same issues we are, and it's really who can pull it together this last six games and find a way to get in.
Hold it, hold up everyone. Are you ready for a sing-along?
All right, I laugh every time he plays. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel joining us, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. Omar, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
So we're doing good. Omar, let me ask you, by week, does that mean you get the week off, or do you still got to write who's in or who's out? How's that work for the week?
I have a column to write for the Sun Sentinel today. I've got weekend packages to do. I just don't have to go. I have X's and Omar's to shoot on Wednesday. I just don't go to practice, which is, you know, a vacation for me. Damn.
Right.
I needed a little break. I need a little break from the team.
No, I agree with that, because they get tired. They get tired of seeing me on the weekend.
Yep.
And I can just tell, I could tell I was in the hotel Saturday night. Of course, it's one of those deals where we were in that little town. And was it Appleton? We were in a little town.
Yes.
And so everybody, it was so cold out. Everybody stayed in the hotel. And, you know, I saw the guys walking by me, and it was like, I might as well have been you, Omar, the way I got treated. I mean, it was they were in no hurry to see anybody who wanted to talk about anything. Hey, let's jump into everything. So we heard from Coach. Are you more worried about the offense or the defense going ahead? As in, you can't score touchdowns, or you're more worried about run defense to get right to it?
No question in my mind, I'm more worried about the offense. I mean, right now, you're the worst. Did you know the Dolphins were the worst red zone team in the NFL?
I knew that.
I
did not know it till one of you guys actually had it out yesterday. Jeez. I did not know.
Yeah, I think that was me. And I didn't know. I had no idea that, you know, during this Brock run, the Brocktober or whatever people want to call it.
Brockover. We're calling it Brockover now.
Yeah.
You have dropped to the bottom of the league in terms of red zone efficiency. And you know, I knew they were always struggling on third downs, but I did not know that the struggles had extended to the red zone, which is honestly probably the best thing that Adam Gase has done in this 3 years here.
Boy,
it's completely shocking and disturbing. I'm not a Brock fan, so I've never been singing his praises, because there are just about five or six throws per game that he should make that he misses, and you can't survive like that. And really, the offense is struggling tremendously. I thought, honestly, they played pretty well against Green Bay, considering, I mean, for you to get to the red zone as many times as you did and come up empty, at least that's a step forward for me, because it means that your offense is moving, you're converting on third downs. But you know, they've got to get this thing fixed offensively. It starts with third downs. And then, obviously, you know, hopefully when Ryan Tannehill gets back, they can fix some of these red zone issues.
You expect him back for this next game?
I don't, but I think he's probably going to be the home game against Buffalo is probably a little bit more realistic. From what I'm told, and I know they're being really conservative yet aggressive with Ryan. They were conservative when they shut him down, but now to ratchet him up, to try to get him to the point where he can throw without pain for the Colts game. You know, I think that that's the right approach. I don't know if it's going to be successful. I think probably he needs maybe an extra week. So maybe it's a little bit more realistic to get him back for Buffalo than for Indy. But no matter what, I have to see Ryan finish the season. I just have to. I don't care if it's the final three games or final two games. I need to see what he can do. I know he doesn't have much left as far as weaponry, but I need to see if Ryan can raise the tide of this ship.
Omar, is it time to kick the training wheels off David Fales? Are we seeing enough of Brocktober?
I think Brock is who Adam is comfortable with. And I think that it's not going, you know, if it were me, I would, you know, but I don't think he wants to start all over with a new quarterback, a new starting quarterback. Once you go that direction, I don't think you could turn back. And I think one more game with Brock Osweiler is fine. It is what it is. He's not an NFL starter, and you know, God bless him for what he's done, because he's led the Dolphins to two victories. He's led the Dolphins to a 5-5 record. But you've seen what he has to offer, and you know, earlier this season when people are talking about, oh, there's no difference between him and Ryan Tannehill, I lost a lot of respect and a lot of credit. Those people lost a lot of credibility in my eyes because they don't know what they're looking at.
I agree.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that Ryan is some great savior, because I really do believe that even when healthy, the shelf life on him is about 10-win season. But Brock ain't even going to get you to 500.
You know, it's kind of lost. I think you'll agree with me. That offensive line, that group of guys who have not played together, could not have played any better than they did in that last game. That was impressive. Like, I called the O-line coach and left a message. Like, I left you a six-pack of Corona Light, bro. That was a hell of a job. I mean, that's the best they can play.
I was impressed as well. Jake Brendel starting his first game. Zach Stirrup, you know. Sam Young, I will say this till the day I die. If you ask Sam Young to play right tackle, you will be fine. If you ask him to play left tackle, it will be a disaster. Just stick to what he's comfortable with.
That's a great point. It's a good point.
And you will make it through the season with Sam Young. And Jake Brendel, props to him, because he played well. You know, Jesse Davis being the only starter on that line, season opening starter on that line, for them to perform the way that they did, kudos to them and props to them. But you got to get that line healthy. If you don't get that line healthy, you will not have a chance for the rest of the season.
Omar, 10 games into the season, this sounds kind of weird, but what do you love about this team right now? Is there anything you love about this team right now?
The running game. I like what Frank Gore's doing. I would love to see them sort of get Kenyon Drake in space a little bit more, which is something Adam Gase has talked about. And special teams. Special teams has really played well. The safeties have played well, but I'm writing something in terms of what areas I'm comfortable with this team, and just take a look at what you've seen from a 5-5 season, which is not bad. But are you comfortable with the quarterback situation? Nope. Are you comfortable with the receiver situation? Nope. Are you comfortable with the tight end situation? Nope. Are you comfortable with the offensive line or defensive line? Nope. Are you comfortable with what you've seen from linebacker? Nope.
Nope.
Are you comfortable where you are at cornerback? Nope. It's just, you know, you're really looking at a roster that has to be overhauled again. And that's pretty disappointing.
Yep.
Considering you started that journey last offseason and a lot of the things that you did not work. The Robert Quinn did not work. The Mike Gesicki did not work. These defensive tackles did not work. And it's sad and it's disappointing, but here you are 5-5, and the question that you got to really ask yourself is, how did you get to 5-5?
Yeah.
Because 5-5, despite what you want to think as Dolphin fans and whatever your expectations were for this season, 5-5, you could hold your head up high in this NFL. Right now, you're in the playoff hunt and in the playoff conversation. You beat Indy, you're right in it. You got Buffalo the next week. You got New England the week after that. You're right in it. Now, the question is, can you do enough to get yourself to 9 wins? I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you, we've had this discussion over and over. the run defense now the worst in the NFL. Is it more about the tackles, or is it more about linebackers, specifically middle linebacker, not filling the hole? Where is it?
I think it's more about the defensive tackles, because there's nobody on that defensive line that I can't solo block. And when that happens, you're getting a guard or a center on that middle linebacker or on Kiko, and it's a free for all. And that, to me, Raekwon is not playing great. Nobody's going to sit there and tell you that Raekwon is playing great. I always felt like he was a two down linebacker. It is what it is. But you've got two other linebackers that are playing quite well in Jerome Baker and Kiko Alonso. Now, how do you fix that situation? You got to get, and it's funny I say that because Ndamukong Suh is that player, but you got to get somebody who can occupy two blocks.
Mike Gesicki, is he still on the team? I haven't seen him in a while. Ooh. Is he still there?
Yes, he's still there. 17 receptions, 151 yards, no touchdown.
That's a good game. Oh, that's a season. I thought you were talking about one game.
So let me ask you, Omar, because you're right. I look like a damn fool because I thought he was going to have a big year, just to get it out.
I think
there.
We all did after preseason.
But I'm watching him every day out there in practice. I'm listening to veteran guys going, man, he's getting better and better every day, making one or two touchdown catches in the end zone, jumping over somebody, jumping 12 and a half feet in the air. And what has happened? Why is that not? Why are we not getting in those situations instead of we got Danny Amendola double team down in the on the goal line and he tries to force it in with two guys on him?
Yeah, the Gesicki in the red zone, I was not a big Gesicki fan, but I thought he'd be a real good weapon in the red zone. It just has not happened. One, I don't think they're – when they get to the red zone, I think teams are giving them extra attention. And he's a – I heard his Penn State coach say this on Crowder and Hockman's show. He builds up speed, so he's not a fast guy. He's an athletic guy, but he's not a fast guy. So it takes him a minute to build up.
That's
speed.
True. Now, when he gets, that, when I can't gets argue that is end, true. Yeah.
When he gets to his top end speed, he's pretty good. I just don't think there are routes that you can have a receiver running 15 yards downfield waiting for him to get open. I just don't see that. So if you're not using his jumping ability. I don't really think he's any good, and he's not physical. He's not physical, and that to me, I don't draft two things. I don't draft dumb football players, and I don't draft soft football players.
But you don't think Jimmy Graham's physical, do you?
Oh, I know he's physical. Don't say that lie about Jimmy Graham. I watched Jimmy Graham, and I covered him playing basketball. He was the most physical basketball player I ever saw in my life, ever. Frank Haith said he could not start the man because he'd be fouled out in 5 minutes. Jimmy is a physical person. Now, is he a physical football player? That's a different story. But Jimmy is a physical person. Jimmy likes contact. Jimmy loves contact. If you watch Jimmy play basketball, you'll understand. Don't ever call Jimmy Graham soft because he's physical. Mike Gesicki is not physical.
Well, he better get physical because he's a second-round pick, and they better get something out of him. And he better not be on the Charles Harris team and some other guys here. Their first or second round picks, or somebody that's working over there now is going to have to do some explaining when you take guys up that and expect them to come in. That's not a good look for the Dolphins. We're not getting more out of Mike Gesicki except a few snaps. He needs to be out there doing something.
To me, I understand that they've been decimated by injuries, but you've got to have good backups. You've got to have a quality roster. When a Nick O'Leary can come in, and that's a great find, but when a guy on the street is better than every tight end that you have on your roster,
not good.
That's a problem, bro. And you could say the same thing. They could have added some. How did you think, and I suspected it, and I had my concerns, but how as an executive did you think you could go into this season with these defensive tackles? How in the world did you think that?
I don't care
about the injuries.
No. I know where you're going. They thought all those guys,
including Jordan Phillips,
were going to be good enough. Yeah. And Jordan Phillips, let's face it.
I don't trust that dude. I never trust that
no,
dude.
No, but they did. Coach. I'm saying they did. You asked me. They trusted, obviously, and thought those guys would play the system and be good enough. And you get rid of one, like you just mentioned. You actually just cut him, who's a second-round pick. And then on top of that, the guys you've gone with, it's more than a William Hayes problem. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah.
It's more than just William Hayes. All right.
I agree with you,
Omar.
I agree with you.
If I still sound a little down after 2 days, I mean, I was really bad. I'm getting better today, so thank you.
Oh, we're in the bye weeks, so that's good.
Let me build your confidence up, Joe.
Oh,
you're 5-5. You've got a good running game. Your secondary, hopefully Bobby McCain comes back. Secondary should be playing better if Rashad, you know, gets out of his feelings. And you got a chance. You just got to learn how to stop the run and score points.
Omar, we've been trying to learn how to stop the run for a decade.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm just throwing that out there.
How long is this touchdown drought's getting bad? We got to let you run, Omar. They're screaming, Joe, get out, man. Get out, Joe. Let Omar go. Thank you, bro.
All right, talk to you guys.
See you later.
It's contagious, bro.
Yeah, Omar
there
Kelly
it is, man.
Brought to you by Bud
Light. I saw that coming.
Brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. It's contagious, bro.
It's contagious.
It's contagious, bro.
Yeah. One of the greatest ones of all
ever.
Time. Jarvis Landry every day.